KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
I know, it's unusual to hear Kool and the Gang on KX93.5. That's Celebrate. Celebration, I think, is the name of the actual track. How would I know? Really not my cup of tea, that, frankly. Why are we playing it? Because it's KX Takeover. And our next guest is not just our friend, but our neighbour. Blue Water Ads is right across the, what do you call it, the patio from us, I guess you'd say, and across the hall. And Kat Sader is here. She's a marketing guy from over there, and she's going to play a load of 80s music. Oh, joy. Speaking to that microphone.
Jason, I know you're perfectly thrilled.
You know what? Whenever that song, ever hear that song, I always sing along. Tolerate this song. Good night.
Come on, let's meditate.
Meditate. Celebrate. Masticate. I know you thought I was going to say something else.
I kind of thought you were.
It's KX 93.5. It's Takeover. We're having a lovely time. We are having a lovely time because you guys come in from the community and we get to actually see human beings, which is different for us. Usually we like sitting here on our own. It's lonely existence.
Well, we don't want you to be lonely, and especially since we're neighbors and we love you guys. We want you guys to stay here, and that's why we're here. And we're starting off this hour with a Blue Water Ads team donation of $60.
Yay! Yay! So let me play some applause mute sound there. You can't hear it because you haven't got headphones on, but there's a lot of applause going on there. It sounds like a huge arena full
of
people.
It's
huge. Yeah, okay.
And Blue Water Ads, what we basically do, we're an ad technology company. We connect national advertisers to premium publishers like Yoga Journal, Oxygen, Epic TV, WebMD, PC Gamer, and Telemundo.
All right.
I knew you were wanting to know, what is it that you guys do over there? So that's pretty much it.
We thought it was totally a front for something else, something weird.
It's that too, yeah.
Listen, people are going to call in today and they're going to make pledges. And you've got a phone call right now. Would you like to take it?
Would love to take it.
All right, well, put your headphones on and we'll find out who's on the line, shall we? It's KX 93.5. You are on the air.
Yes, this is Kevin Larkin. I'm your next-door neighbor here at Blue Water Ads.
Mr. Larkin, sir, hello.
Hey, pretty good, pretty good. Hey, I just wanted to... am I actually on the air right now?
You're actually on the air. No swearing, please.
Well, great. No worries. Hey, I just want to say thanks to you, Tyler, and the crew for doing a bang-up job at 93. And look, not only are you guys great people, great neighbors, but you're all extremely talented at your craft, so... Trust me, Laguna should be so lucky. So,
oh, mate, thank you very much.
With that said, on behalf of Blue Water Ads, our family, we'd like to donate $250 additional dollars.
Wow.
And we just want to say, hey, again, thank you for all your great work. Wish you continued success. And Kat, keep up the great work over there.
Thanks, Kevin. That's so nice of
you. All right, guys.
You're in for a lot of 80s.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much again, Kevin. And I'll be bringing listeners... totally 80s music. So I have two things for you. One, if you love my 80s playlist, share some love, call in, and pledge at least $20 by calling 949-715-5936. Now, if you're like Jason, hold on, Jason, I know you want to jump in, and you hate my 80s playlist, share some hate, call in, and pledge at least $20 to keep the cool 93.5 DJs on the air.
I'll tell you what, if somebody calls in with, let's say, $500 or more, I'll put something on from the 70s.
You wouldn't dare.
I would. For $500, I'd whip out your Eddie Grant and replace it with Led Zeppelin anytime.
All right, those are the stakes. Well, then, can we jump right in it? Maybe get into some Devo. How do you feel about Devo?
You know what? Actually, Devo, I can handle. What is it? What's the name of the song?
Whip It.
Problem comes along, you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
I need a break.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
I need a break.
Are you ready?
It's KX 93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. It's KX Takeover, which is a thing where we do every year. We try and make money for the station. We've been having a cracking couple of days. And Kat Cedar is here from Blue Water Ads. So, Kat, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How do you feel about Queen?
Well, Queen is a guilty pleasure of mine. Yeah, it kind of does. You know, it's not. It's the decade, the 80s. For me, I don't remember it very much anyway because I was pretty wasted the whole time. But it was even.
It was not terrible.
If you compare it to the 60s as a decade, it just doesn't stand up. Doesn't hold up. Even with two dead Kennedys, one dead Martin Luther King, Vietnamese War, the threat of nuclear war, all of that. Even with all of that, the 60s, I vouch, was a better decade than the 80s.
I beg to differ because of the music and the fashion. How did you have the big giant shoulder pads, neon?
I don't remember wearing big giant shoulder pads any decade, no.
Tucking your jeans into your boots.
Yeah, I probably did that.
Preppy collar up.
I probably did that, yeah. Yeah. Pixie boots, those little pixie boot things. I probably wore those.
Members only jacket?
Yeah.
In purple?
No.
Pink?
I don't remember. Oh. I'm not admitting to it. I don't know, but fashion was all real.
Oh, when you look back at yourself. It was amazing. The big hair, Aquanet. How could you live without Aquanet? I killed a scorpion once with Aquanet in the backyard.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, it's a hairspray.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it could kill you.
Is that the stuff that made American women's hair do the things that it did in the 80s?
The wall of bangs?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Nothing looked sexier than that.
My God. It was living in Britain, it was fascinating because nobody had that there. So it was a very...
What did they do with their hair?
I don't remember, but it wasn't that. And you guys all looked like aliens to us with that weird hair, with the wall of bangs. Never thought of it that way. Very good.
Yeah.
It's KX Takeover. Kat Cedar's here from Blue Water Ads, which is a business across the street from us, or across the hall from us, I guess you would say. And she's here taking over the airwaves to raise money for the station. You've got a phone call.
Oh.
Would you like to take it?
I would like to take it.
Let's take it. Hold on one second. I'll press the right button. KX93.5, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Natalie. I'm calling from Smith and Hervey Grimes Talent Agency.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi. I just want to give a shout-out to Blue Water Ads.
Wow. Well, thanks. We'll take it. Hello. Shout-out back to you.
Oh, yeah. My very dear friend, Maria Mudd, works over there, and Stacy Beach Jap. So
woo-hoo!
I wanted to call in and pledge $20.
They're virtually waving their hand to you. Wow, and that is fantastic.
That is really fantastic. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Hey, so you're a talent agency?
I am. Yes, we are a talent agency.
Because you need. I'm going to send you a demo tape. I'm really good on the kazoo. Very good
excellent.
Kazoo player.
You know what? We are at a loss for kazoo players as of late. So
I bet you are.
I'll take it.
Because it's not so easy. I studied at the Sorbonne, of course, and I'm very talented that way. I can play the kazoo and the shaker at the same time. So
perfect.
It's quite a good act while
you're
juggling.
You're multi-talented.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for someone to play the part from the 80s, I know Jason would love to dress up because he's talking about how much he loved that decade.
I have a wall of bangs.
Hey. Not, you know what? Again, we're at a deficit these days with some kazoo players and, you know, drum bangers. So bring them on.
Well, you've been a real good sport, and thank you for pledging $20. And I'll tell you what. Would you mind staying on the air, on the line, excuse me, so I can take your details off the air?
Absolutely.
And in the meantime, what was this track you wanted to play here,
Queen,
Kat?
Another One Bites the Dust.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
I need a break.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
I need a break.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
I need a break.
Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. Repeat to the sound of the beat.
Hey! Yo, I'm for the kids in the club that's ready to get bugged.
Another one bites the dust.
Or for the thugs with the burners that want to blast off.
Another one bites the dust.
And for the kids on the block shooting at the crooked cops.
Another
blow.
One bites the dust. And another one.
Wide clap.
And another
Dirty
one.
Dirty Cash.
Another
Young
one bites
freak.
The dust. Hey.
Freddy, where you at?
Brooks buried it down the street with the pimple way down low.
Some cat up in Brooklyn just got robbed with a Kangol.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. Repeat to the sound of the beat. Hey!
My man got shot and the block got hot.
Another one bites the dust.
Yo, hey, yo, I hear more shots. It's like Fort Knox, kid.
Another one bites the dust.
Yo,
and another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites
Yo, check it. If you a soldier at ease, my military style is known to murder Nazis. Brooklyn to Germany, my kamikaze will blow the U2. The high Idi Amin in Timbuktu. Whether you Hindu or do the voodoo, you can't foresee this unless I bring the previews. Yeah, yeah. Yo, it's the number one rapping band. Yo, this review will be critically acclaimed. Leave you in critical pain, critically insane. The name Wyclef Jean with the yes, yes, y'all. Better have a best, y'all. I'll blast and bless y'all. F, y'all. The mark of the beast, the 666. Time running out. Listen to the tick. If you see what I saw, then you seen what I seen. If you know what I know, you know what I mean. Commanding officer of the Navy SEAL team. Once I get orders, you feel an infrared beam. For all you critics, saying another remake.
Another one bites the dust.
Yo. If you know the deal, this is the master real.
Another
kid.
One bites the dust.
Yeah.
And another one.
Right.
And another one.
Right.
Another one bites
Freddie
the dust.
Freddie Mercury, where you at, yo?
How do you think I'm gonna get along without you while you're gone?
I need a break, yo. If you ready for the first of the month for that welfare
kick me
check,
out of my own.
I need a break beat.
Are you satisfied? How long can you stand the heat?
I need a break beat.
Out of the doorway and the bullets river to the sound of the beat.
Yo. Bulletproof vest like the Wild Wild West.
Another one bites the dust.
Yo, this is a stick up. Now take off your Rolex.
Another one bites the dust.
Yo, dirty money, good money. Yo, it's all money, money.
Another one bites the dust.
Yo, dirty cash. Dirty cash. The bitches are dirty cash.
Yeah, you're for the love, for the cash. I blast you in my path. Keep my eyes on the map. You cats don't know the half. As far as I'm concerned, you cats can burn in flame. This ain't no game, and we'll start calling names. So come get me if you know the 150. I made your refugees ready to bust with me. Ruddy, filthy, in this rap, shh. You're gonna have to kill me since you can't beat me. Prize, dirty, cash with the greedy. Believe me, you gotta let me fly like R. Kelly. Bite another dust with my man Freddie Mercury. We're hype, now he's got your cats wanna be crazy.
Tactically, I tactically destroy, deploy more decoys in a presidential convoy. My whole envoy stay camouflaged out, and when I walk the street, I take the refugee route. This one go out to all my thugs in the borough. Soldiers stay thorough like Kilimanjaro. Split it with an arrow, my girl platoon roll. Out of control, the female mandingo. Free, I evolve from the egg of a seminarian. Don't go down cause I'm a vegetarian. And when I bust it, ain't a God we trust it. If you bring a gun, you better bring a black tux.
She looked into my eyes and said FBI.
Another one bites the dust.
She said she loved me, she was a spy who lied.
Another one bites the dust.
Right, I could relate. Could you relate?
Another one bites the dust.
Jerry Wonder, Prada.
Another one bites the dust.
Yo, don't Cannabis and John Forte.
Another one bites the dust.
Yeah, Dirty Cash and Baby Free.
Another one bites the dust. And another
Why
one
Clef John Freddie Mercury.
Another one bites the dust.
Right now, baby. Navy
Shell. Another one bites the dust.
KX93.5. Yes, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. It's KX Takeover Day here, where members of Laguna's community take to the airwaves and raise money for our non-profit radio station. Very important day and a lovely day because we get to meet people who we wouldn't normally get to hang out with. Kat Cedar's here from Blue Water Ads, which is across the street. I'm sorry that wasn't the original Queen version of that song. I don't know why
we was not.
Wound up with Wyclef Jean.
It was for the modern. We did a modern take, a modern spin on the 80s.
Kind of. It wasn't really from the 80s, was it? Because that Wyclef bit isn't really 80s music. But whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares? It wasn't the best Queen song anyway. They made a couple of good records.
That song makes me want to like jump out of a plane or try snowboarting.
Too. Yeah, and jump out of a plane.
Yeah, just do
exactly without a
do
parachute.
Do something crazy.
Just leap
crazy,
off a building.
Like, well, it's just, you know, you're
shoot
gonna
myself in the head.
You're gonna face plant or something, but it's all gonna be okay. No one bites the dust. Just you're gonna come back. It's all good. You gotta try.
They did. I think they made some good records. They made like a couple of records that were named after Marx Brothers films.
I can't.
Day at the Races, Day at the Races, and A Night at the Opera. They were albums. There's some big, great songs, but this was later on when, you know, clearly the HIV had gotten to old What's-His-Face's brain. It was eating away at it and it was making silly pop songs.
Okay, you just made a really good song and times starting to get depressing and sad.
Right, and I think I just insulted people with HIV as well.
Yeah,
probably
don't do
did
that.
A whole thing there.
Don't do that.
Insulted the world. I wasn't a big fan of the 80s. I didn't think it was, I thought it was all a bit sort of decadent and cheesy. It wasn't my cup of tea, really.
So perfect and cheesy and bright and colourful and...
I'm
the
jealous,
decade
though, of, you.
Of decadence.
I know, and I'm jealous of you because you are clearly a happy-go-lucky, party kind of person who doesn't take anything too seriously. Come on, it's only music. Just enjoy, dance, have fun,
yeah.
Have a couple of cocktails, whatever, doesn't matter, right?
Right, you only get one chance at this life.
Exactly. Well, you are more evolved than me.
I don't know about that.
I'm nerdy about music. Cool.
Well, reminding me of back in the day, high school days. I think this song. Okay, did you have any friends who were more valley? Like, so, oh my God. So the other day, like, I'm all, no way.
Well, in England, I don't think so. Nobody's
no, not so much.
That. Yeah.
This next song, Mickey, totally reminds me of that.
And who's it by? Go on.
Tony.
In America, I think you would say Basil, wouldn't you?
I think we might.
Tony Basil.
Well, how would you say it?
Well, it's Tony Basil back in Britain.
Basil. Basil. Although you say tomato, I say tomato, yeah, really.
You say potato.
You say potato?
No, nobody says potato. No one says that. That's not a thing anybody says. But it's interesting that I would not now. I would say Basil, probably. I think I've been here so long. Hey, we're trying to raise money for KX93.5. It's KX Takeover Day. And Kat Cedar's here from across the street. We're very glad to have you. You can call the station. What's the number, Kat? Do you remember?
949-715-5936. And can we give a quick shout-out to our breakfast sponsor, Heidelberg Cafe?
Yeah.
They make delicious Eggs Benedict, by the way.
They do. And yes. Thanks to them. We didn't get Eggs Benedict today. We got croissants with ham and cheese in. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
Very nice. Very, very...
Much better than the oatmeal I had this morning.
Yeah, it's lovely. And good and greasy.
So thank you, Heidelberg.
Yeah. All right, so what we got? We got this song, Mickey, next by Tony Basil.
Basil.
Here it is. It's KX Takeover on KX 93.5. Kat Cedar's here from Blue Water Ads across the street from us. And she's taking the she's taking over the station. And that's why we're playing Tony Basil. But you know what? That is one of the greatest one-hit wonders of all time,
It really
actually.
Is. It's so happy and peppy.
Happy peppy?
Yeah. Happy peppy people.
Yep, that's you. That's why you like the 80s. And I'm jealous of that. I think it's fantastic. She was a choreographer and a backup singer. She toured with Frank Sinatra. She was in the group. Let me get this right. It was quite a famous group that did backup singing on Soul Train on the TV and lots of stuff. And she won a Grammy and an Emmy and a Lifetime Achievement Award. That song, Mickey, is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. God
See?
Knows why.
It's a great
She won a
one.
Grammy for Spoken Word or something. I forget now. But anyway, so she has been in the background of rock and roll music and pop culture since the 1950s. And so she made that one single, which was a worldwide hit. Even people like me who hated it still remember it. And so it was a huge, huge deal. So in a way, it's kind of cool that you played it.
I'm glad I could bring back some very fond memories for you, Jason.
It's a backhanded compliment, but you know, it's, and in a way, it's cool. It's part of music history.
It is.
That song. And the fact that she did us all a favor by just having one hit and not, you know, being one of those people that came out with a single every 3 weeks and bored us all to tears. I think it's very good.
Yeah.
The video was kind of cool.
In disguise. Now, I think you said something out in the beginning. We've got one song before the song you said you would take off the air. If we could get a pledge, what was it?
$500.
$500. We've got another song coming up, but you would be willing to remove. I say no, don't do it, people. But Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue.
I would take that off the air.
For $500.
Actually, you've got other songs I would take off the air too. Madonna, I'd get rid of that. Wham, I would totally remove.
No, you cannot.
I'd get rid of Wham.
Don't you touch Wham.
$7.
$7. Oh my gosh, don't do it, people. Do not do it. If you take off Wham, I would just cry. How about we add even more 80s music if someone, let's say, donates or $1,000?
Whatever they want. Somebody just call us. Call in 949-715-5936. It's KX Takeover. We're raising money for the station. It's our one day of the year where we actually just raise money for just us. Usually we're raising money for ourselves and for other non-profits in town. We usually share that responsibility or that, that act of kindness with other organisations. But today is our day and yesterday are our days.
Yesterday and today, it's all about you.
Yeah.
And again, if you hate 80s music and you'd like to see this go away, call in, pledge some music. Or pledge some money, and we'll get rid of that music. But until then, we have a song coming up. You said you weren't sure if you'd even heard it, The Safety Dance?
Yeah, no.
You've never heard it?
No.
Did anybody remember
Managed
singing it?
Managed to avoid this one.
You're saying S-S-S-S-A-A, and then you get lost in between. You just say any letters, like, and then you just dance.
What's it? What? In what way is it a safety dance? What's it to do with safety of what?
I have no idea. Maybe just drink a lot and you're...
Is it about condoms?
I'm not going to say that on the air.
All right, we're playing it. Kat Cedar's here. It's KX Takeover.
Keeping it clean.
I'm trying to embarrass you, but it's impossible. No. You're unembarrassable. Here we go. Safety dance on KX 93.5.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. What we can go if we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Safe to dance, well it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. But we can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody's making a chance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Oh, 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 it's safe to dance.
And we're back doing fundraising for KX93.5. Still waiting for that $500 donation so that way we can get Eddie Grant off the air. But it's going to be coming up. Any donation will do. $20 on up, you get stickers and hats when you donate. $500 level, you get hat, T-shirt, Daily Scrambled Live CD, and you get to be a guest contributor to the music.
Yeah, yeah, there are. I keep forgetting to mention this, that yeah. There are some sort of benefits to making a donation. Even for $20, excuse me, there's a sticker. $50 gets you a sticker and a hat. The $100 level, sticker, T-shirt, and hat. $250, sticker, T-shirt, hat. Daily Scramble Live CD, that's an interesting thing, which we could talk about later if you like. Sticker, T-shirt, hat, Daily Scramble Live CD, guest contributor to music. Now, that's the thing.
How does that work?
Well, for the $500 level, you get to come on in here once, at least once, and join our weekly bun fights.
What is that?
Well, the weekly bun fight is where we all bring in music, the three of us. Tyler, who's the program director, yeah. Stephanie is music director, and I don't know why I'm there. I have no idea why they invite me, because I'm old.
That's why. And you're fun.
Old geezer director. I bring in some music, and we all argue about what we should be playing in the next week. So it's human-crafted radio. We literally...
No robots.
No. And it's not done by some sort of algorithm or something like that, or, you know, we don't look at the music press and see what's cool or what, you know, we don't care what Rolling Stone thinks. We just play what we think's cool. We listen to music and we argue about it. And that's how radio used to be before the 80s when everything changed.
Don't blame it on the 80s, hater.
So what have you got coming up next here?
All right. I think we should take a walk on down to Electric Avenue.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Eddie Grant on and some kind of pseudo reggae. Electric Avenue here on KX93.5.
Can't get food for the kid. Good God, we gonna run down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Out in the street. Out in the street. Out in the playground. In the dark side of town. Oh, we gonna run down to Electric Avenue.
Electric Avenue, it's Eddie Grant, it's KX 93.5, it's Laguna's only FM, it's KX Takeover, in which Lagunans take the airwaves. Kat Cedar is here with her dreadful taste in music. And
let's just say totally awesome taste in music.
Awesome taste. Well, you could say that, but that would not be true. Eddie Grant, he's another one, actually, though, who was like a background sort of guy. He's produced U2, he's produced Sting, he's produced Mick Jagger doing solo stuff. And Elvis Costello, I'm a big fan of Costello, come up in the 80s, who you could have chosen, but instead you chose Eddie Grant and Tony Basil.
Yes.
Whatever.
Basil.
Yeah, you say Basil.
The next performer, I'm actually really sad I didn't get to see in concert, but I do have to say, tribute to MJ, Michael Jackson. Back in junior high, I had a purple members-only jacket, and I don't know if you guys wore the plastic buttons of pop stars.
Sure we did.
We had tons of, over my jacket. Yeah. Michael Jackson, I had the most of. I loved him.
It came back a bit recently. I saw a lot of kids wearing little buttons.
The pins I get, but is it the big plastic buttons?
Oh, not the big ones.
The giant ones.
No, these are little ones. Yeah.
Overdone was only done in the 80s, right?
Totally over the top decade, very much so. So this is MJ. By the way, we should say you can call in 949-715-5936. 715-5936. People have been calling. Kat's been making money. Everybody's made money for the station. It's the only way we can keep going. We're a non-profit. We're not. We can't make money any other way, really. So we have to just beg for it.
If you don't want to hear pop 80s, I suggest you call in and pledge now.
Right, 500 bucks would get this stop this show.
Really, stop the whole show?
10 grand, and you have 10 grand, and we'll have 20 minutes of dead air. How about that?
Oh, I think that sounds like a good bet. I'd be sad. I'd go back to my office and just listen to 80s music, but I'd be happy for you.
20 minutes of dead air would be a chance to meditate, chance to just relax.
That would be better than Michael Jackson, Madonna, Wham. All right, maybe we should just jump to Michael Jackson.
Should we do Michael Jackson? Yes. All right, this is Beat It from the 80s on KX93.5. you know what? That's great. I hate to admit it, but that is really great.
Good stuff, isn't it?
Isn't it great that... That, I'm going on a road trip soon with the wife, and I'll tell you what, when we go, I'm going to do a mixtape, and I'm going to include that song, because that's a really great song for on the road, you know, with the windows down, tap the roof, brilliant.
Michael Jackson is one of those, it's one of the artist performers that you, he comes on the station, you're thinking, okay, I'm going to turn this off, I don't like it, but you start listening to him.
I hate
dancing.
It, but I love it.
Yeah, you do.
I late it.
You late it?
I love it. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm very confused. But it's Michael Jackson, man, he's cultural icon, whatever. Brilliant, you know, as opposed to Eddie Grant, who, whatever.
What?
Well, Tony Basil.
I'll give you that. Tony
Nasal.
But all great songs. All great songs. How do you feel about Culture Club or Madonna?
Oh, come on.
I know. Is
Please.
This just, is this just painful for you?
Culture Club.
Culture Club?
Whatever. I had a bit more, what's his name, the singer?
I don't know who, what's his name is.
No, the singer from Culture Club.
Boy
very
George.
Famous.
Boy George. Okay.
I had respect for him when his life crashed. It's like George Michael. When his life crashed into a wall, became a terrible heroin addict and was all over the press and made a mess of things in public. I had
that
much
was
more
your favorite part?
I had great sympathy for him.
You liked him when he performed better that way?
I liked him when he was a mess.
Stage. Okay.
Yeah, when he was all Karma Chameleon with the makeup on looking like a geisha girl. That was not my cup of tea really at all. But no, you know, whatever.
Again, just so 80s. When men wore makeup.
Yeah.
When men were men.
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably that.
I never did that. But in the 80s, you see, I was an anachronism. Is that the right word? No.
Maybe it's the accent. I'm not quite sure what you're saying. What are you trying to say, Jason?
I'm saying that I was out of time. Like in the 80s, I loved the 70s, so I had long hair and wore blue jeans and, you know, flannel shirts.
You never fit in.
I was a hippie when it was totally uncool to be a hippie.
But now it's cool to be a hippie again.
If you're young, it is.
Yeah, but like a yuppie hippie.
Mm, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You wear the John Vartos clothes and... $300 shirts,
but you can still have long hair.
Yeah, but I'm screwed because I can't afford those clothes, and I've still got the long hair, but that's just can't afford a haircut. Not on a DJ's wages, but it's not cool to be a hippie when you're like, you know, 45, which I'm somewhere around there,
or younger,
or could be younger, but probably older. Everybody knows how old I am. So it's KX Takeover. Kat Cedar's here. She's from across the street from us. Across the street, the same building really, isn't it, I guess, but because it's California, so it's all outdoors, so it's hard. You're not across the hall.
No,
you're across the, what would you call
we have
that?
To walk literally five steps or something.
You're across the patio.
Yeah,
from us, aren't
the
you?
Patio, that's yes. Good. And I'm tormenting you with all the listeners with 80s music in this hour. Hope bring in some pledges. Let's help the station get their regular cool DJs back.
You can call anytime, 949-715-5936. What do you do over there at Blue Water Ads, Kat Cedar?
Very heavy technology things.
Well, really? Heavy technology, what, like big engines? That's heavy technology.
So digital marketing, we connect advertisers to publishers. So see those video ads, let's say on CNN.com, US News and World Report, you see them, the video
on the
ads.
On the website.
When you go to the website and you see the video ads, we help advertisers make sure they connect to publishers. Through that technology.
Publishers meaning what? Web publishers?
Web publishers. So if you have traffic, we want to talk to you.
Really?
Yeah.
You've got clicks?
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But wait a minute, aren't you generating
Display
clicks?
Ads too.
You're not
Display ads.
You're not generating clicks?
No, we work with the publishers who have all the traffic.
Right, so you're producing the advertising rather than worrying about whether it...
I'd say we're connecting because the advertisers still, they're producing the videos or the display ads and we're simply connecting them to the publishers.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. We're like connectors.
Right. You're some middlemen, really.
Yeah. Stockbrokers.
Right. No, it's a whole new world out there for all that kind of stuff. And obviously, it's everywhere advertising. And on the one hand, we say, oh, God, it's so annoying, more adverts. But that's how this stuff is generated. It's how
that's
how they create the content. You know, if you're interested in content, watching TV shows, reading web pages, blah, 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 it's got to be paid for somehow. Because rents are high and people can't afford to spend.
It's expensive to produce content. Yeah. And it's up to the advertisers to create those ads that we're going to watch. I mean, think about people watch Super Bowl to actually watch the ads, right?
Yeah.
So it's up to advertisers.
That's great the highest end of it, though, right?
That's
the Super Bowl
That's
ads.
That's very true. That's very true.
Anyway, it's a necessary evil, what you do. What have we got next there, Kat Cedar?
I think we should go to some Boy George Culture Club. I know. I'm sorry. Only a few more minutes of this. I promise.
Thank you.
Actually about quite a serious subject, that, Karma Chameleon. Seriously, he was quite into Buddhism at one time, Boy George, and his lyric is quite, well, you know, anyway, you can Google it. Boy George. All right, Karma Chameleon there, Culture Club. Why are we playing that? Because it's Cake's Takeover, and Cat Seed has very generously agreed to come in here and do a thing on the radio. And I'm making fun of the 80s just because I think it's fun to do so.
It kind of is fun. We're very grateful
to you.
It is.
I'm grateful to you just to be a good sport and have a laugh on the radio rather than take yourself seriously and all that. It's great. Wonderful stuff. So here's one of the things. If people want to call in, call 949-715-5936. You can win various things at various levels. So if you donate $100, you get a sticker, a T-shirt and a hat. And at $500, sticker, T-shirt, hat, DSL CD, that's our Daily Scramble Live CD, which is yet to be produced. I do need to do that and I will get to it this week. and also a guest contributor to music, it says here. And what that means is, you get to come in on a Monday, not every Monday, but you get to come in on a Monday and join our KX93.5 Bun Fight, which occurs every week. And it's the day of the week where Tyler, our program director, Stephanie, our music director, and me, I don't know why I'm invited to this, but I'm invited anyway, and we get to play music for each other and decide what our new spins are going to be for the next week. So you get to come in, bring music, and you know, be part of the Bun Fight. We don't promise you'll play the music that you like. But, you know, if you brought in Madonna, for example, no. depending on what it was, really, burn. I suppose. But no, if it was cool, if it sounded cool.
I better not come in ever during that week because I will just get killed.
No, I mean, if it's, you bring something in and it's kind of, we go, you know what, that, actually, we have played a Madonna song. We've played.
No way.
Like a Prayer, but recorded by John Wesley Harding. So it was kind of a bit of a sort of, he made fun of it a little bit, but he played it well. He played on acoustic guitar and sang. I can play it for you later.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. But anyway, so once a week we also have a game, Tyler and I, on DSL, Daily Scramble Live, called New Spins Me Right Round. Because every song, it turns out, that we add to our roster every week can be sung along to Dead or Alive's You Spin Me Around, which you've requested that we play.
That's on my playlist.
Let's
for
play
today.
Let's play New Spins Me Right Round.
Yes.
I wonder if there's a bit of imaging or a spot, I think you'd call it, in people's normal language, for New Spins Me Right Round. Let me just have a look here. Because that would be good, wouldn't it? I could play it, and then we could do the whole thing. Just a minute. If it's not there, it's not there. New Spins Me Right Round, Baby Right Round. No, I don't think we've got anything. No. So never mind. Let's just play the track, right? And you and I will prove that it can be, that You Spin Me Right Round can be sang to the tune of You Spin Me Right Round. It doesn't make any sense, but it doesn't matter because this is KX Takeover.
Rockets, 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 rockets.
Oh, it's the greatest song ever written. I love it. You spin me. No, no, that's not it. No. Never mind. Here we go. I love this bit.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You spin me right round, baby, right round. Like a record, baby, right round, round, round. You spin me right round, baby, right round. Like a record, baby, right round, round, round.
And that, my friends, is radio.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
Brilliant. All right, what have you got next?
One of your favorites. You said, no, Wham. No, Wham. Yes, Wham. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. Wham, coming up here on KX93.5.
Only a few more minutes to call in and pledge.
Right, true. Let's give the number again. 949-715-5936. Now, I know you want to get another song in here, Kat, so we're going to fade this down. Sadly, we have to say wave goodbye to George 80s? Michael.
Oh, and George Michael.
I liked him. I did like the fact that he got into trouble. It's very good. I believe he's put the whole thing behind him now.
You just love troublemakers, don't you?
Yeah, I think he's washed his hands of the whole affair. I've heard he's handling himself. He's been terrible.
Oh, that was bad.
I know. Anyway, so there you go. That's Wham. Kat Cedar's been here for the last hour doing KX Takeover. We've got to go because more people are coming in and we don't want to encroach on their hour.
And you don't want to do 80s all day long? Are you sure?
Yeah, I've kind of had 80s. My fill, I must say.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, can I leave you with one final good one? Now, this one was technically released in 1990, but it was produced in 1989 and the artist wrote it in the early 80s. So I'm thinking it still fits.
You're using the word artist very loosely, aren't you, here?
Supreme being, artist. I'm sure he would appreciate it.
All right, who is it?
It's Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice, yeah. Ice Ice Baby. It's been really fun hanging out with you. It's gone by really quick, actually.
Yeah, it has. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks so much. Kat Cedar from Blue Water Advertising. They are across the street from us. Visit them for all your digital marketing needs.
Go KX93.5.
Oh, wait. Oh, it's doing it. Yes. God, I thought I'd missed it for a second there. But it's really playing it. Ice Ice
Baby.
For real.
For real.
On Case 93.5.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Ice Ice Baby. Ice Ice Baby.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Vincent. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. Extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal, light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
Dance,
crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
Deadly,
when I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bullseye, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Ice, ice, baby. crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped-up tempo. I'm on a roll. It's time to go solo. Rolling. Hit my 5.0. Put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove. I kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
Eastbound Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men love us, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous.
Cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine. Ready for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells.
Falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all. The dope fiends, if there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX 93.5.